Well, welcome everybody to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. And this gathering happens every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time, and it's just an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And for anybody new, you should know that we have different people facilitating the calls each month. And so it's a really rich and unique experience. Every month is different. There are also archived meditations. We have 5 years of meditations on the website that you can use anytime if you want to do a guided meditation to do some water work. And that website is globalwaterhealing.org. So I'm really excited today to have Lori Rayon and Master Cat Puda here. I first met them at the Cetacean Summits. We were both presenters at the Cetacean Summits, and we both worked on a project called a book called Dolphins and Whales Forever. And Rayon's an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer. And Master Cat Puda carries ascended master energy and has been working with Rayon for a long time. I mean, Puda's been in 5 separate cat bodies during Lori's lifetime and continues to work with her. And it's a really amazing partnership they have. So in addition to consultations, Lori leads trips and retreats and workshops across the country. And she released a transformational film called Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart. And you can read more about them at LoriRayon.com, and that's LoriRayon.com. So, Lori, is there anything else that's going on lately that I don't know about you want to share with everybody?
Well, I'm very excited to announce our second year of our Whale and Dolphin Energy Light Medicine School. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
So, wow.
healing energy for really 17 years, 14 years professionally with the dolphins and whales, where we summon the energy energetically. And the great humpback whales of Earth and the councils have given me these templates that we use to bring in their healing energies and communications for the people. And so it's very exciting. It's divided into 2 modules. Module 1 is doing whale healing and light body activations. And you get a beautiful manual. And classes start actually on Sunday, April 7th. And last year was our first year of doing that, training people to be certified practitioners in this work, and other people just taking the class for personal growth, and it was amazing. We do it through Zoom, and we record everything, so you don't actually have to even be present in every class, because you can view the recordings on our private webpage. So you can keep up and do the homework and that sort of thing. So we had people in other countries, different time zones, participate, and we're having that again this year. And then in the summer, we start Module 2, which is Dolphin DNA Recalibration. And I would say the Ascended Dolphin Council has contacted me. It's only been really 3 years ago, and started to speak to me about the 12 strands of DNA and the different templates, the telomeres, and how we can go in and activate dormant DNA using their frequencies and, you know, working in partnership with them. So wonderful, really wonderful thing. And it made me hunker down and write these manuals, which is years and years and years of work, as you know, Mary, being gifted now, you know, through the teachings. And it's structured, you know, teaching wisdom that they've shared with me, and using PowerPoint presentations and film clips and all of that, guided meditations for the healing portions. But then it's also very free form, and it dovetails with other people's work that do, you know, energy work, because in the end, you channel the dolphins and whales to give personal messages for the people or for the groups. And it really is the miracle zone. People get better, you know. So people are interested, they can check out our site. We have a whole page dedicated to energy light medicine. And if you're interested in doing, you know, whale and dolphin healing, you can do that with me by contacting me, or you can, now we have interns that are graduating. So
Oh my gosh. That's so fantastic.
This modality will be respected, and it's amazing. I mean, come on, people get well, you know. They get better.
Yeah.
I've seen the miracles, you know. But, we all do our own healing at the higher level, so the whales work with your higher self, of course, and everything is done with permission. It really is incredible. So.
Wow. Fantastic.
I know. So year two starts Sunday, and by the end of the year, the people that take the classes will be ready to go into an intern program and, you know, create their own practice. So very exciting.
Wow. Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. So that's all on your website?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. And we'll, and there's a link to that on the Global Water Healing website as well. So
great.
You can just go into the presenters, find Lori, and off you go.
So we're all focused.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to see what you're bringing us today. So
okay.
Take it away.
Okay. Well, you know, I did this a few times, this wonderful opportunity to lead the meditation, and I went back into my records and I looked at some of the emails I've received, and I think today we're going to do a combination of what I call the origin of water, which really, thanks to you, Mary, that particular channel and meditation has really gone, you know, around the world. I've recorded it, and it's really started with being asked to do this meditation, and it comes through, most of it, through the consciousness of my partner, Master Cat Pooda, who is an aspect of Seth, about accessing the original information of water. And then yesterday the whales were with me, and they said, but let's change it up a bit, and in the middle of the meditation, let's bring in the consciousness and individuality of all the people listening, and let's upgrade their light body through water blessing. You know, because let's face it, that's how our ascension is going to occur, through the water-based body. So I'm looking forward to sharing all of this with you, and I'll get started now if that's okay. Yeah?
All right. Yeah.
So everybody just go into your heart space now. I'm just going to surrender my voice now to this particular channel of Seth. Today we gather as a force of light, choosing to access the aspect of oneself that is the highest vibration of one's higher self. Today we join together to access the core of our own divinity that is deeply caring and loving and self-nurturing. For many of us, when we think of a being on earth that embodies these qualities, we think of a cetacean, and that would be a dolphin or a whale. Let us find that ambassador of joy and bliss within ourselves that is a representative of living within the pod of humanity. From this place, everyone serves the greater good of the pod, and everyone is a beloved brother or sister. We are beings that are capable of great love, and that expresses here on earth through love of self and love of unconditional energy for our earth community. Our intention as a group is for each of us to acknowledge and access our own multidimensionality. We are capable of being in many places at within many time zones at the same time. In doing this, we open our human selves to conscious creation, accessing the memories within ourselves and new realms of possibilities. So as we raise our vibration today, we connect to a portal of light that will open with your permission in your very own home, wherever you are in the world. So let's take a deep breath from the heart space and feel that energy now. For me, when I open this portal, I do it visualizing water. And we're just going to see it forming right around your feet now, connecting directly to the greater portal of light where we will all join together. We call in your master guides now and the angels that surround you to come with us and to be with us on this journey as we access the portal of light and water. Breathe deeply now and ground yourself into beautiful earth. We'll ask that your human form now relaxes and is perfectly cared for and protected as we slip into this water portal. Give yourself permission to take this journey. Within this portal are all of your records, all of your lives, actually stored in the energetic field. You as a human are holographic in nature, and you are literally light projected onto the medium of the matrix of Earth. Many call this the web or the crystalline grid. This now moment is the point of projection on which you perceive yourself, that which you currently physically exist within. As you access your portal, you travel easily now through a vortal tunnel, where we each find ourselves on the northeast shore of the island of Kauai. Here we gather as many souls of light, as a collective, and we ask permission now to move through the Stargate of Earth, where all souls enter this planet. Take a deep breath. Because we are in our heart space and we offer only love, permission is given, and we find that we have consciously merged with our multidimensional selves. We travel now out into space, and we look around and we see many dolphin and whale friends gathering. Allow, if you will now, one of the great whales to come to you, one of the big humpbacks, to merge your energies for star travel. As the whale approaches, simply allow yourself to enter the left eye of the great whale as you integrate your energies now into their living Merkaba field of light. And now, together we set our intention to travel with the whales to the sun. Our sun is the gateway or stargate to the greater galaxy. As we approach, we ask permission to greet our solar family and to feel the warmth and appreciation as we pass through our very own star. Once again, we ask permission, and permission is given. We fold space and time as a collective now, aligning our vibration as we set our sights on the Orion star system. As we approach the Orion system, we see three stars that make up the belt of Orion. Choose one of those three that calls to you and pass easily through to the other side. And take a deep breath, and our journey continues as we move now quite easily into this slipstream vortal tunnel of consciousness. We're traveling now to a star that you know well. It is known as Antares in the Scorpion constellation. Here we descend into a time and a place where we see many of our brothers and sisters from other worlds of form. We move back in time to when our planet Earth and the creation was conceived of. At that time, our planet was seen at a place that would be a universal library of light. A soul school of noble intention was put on the drawing board. The plan to create our beautiful blue-green planet was put into action, welcoming souls from all corners of the galaxy that chose to incarnate into physical form in a world where polarity is the seeming state of existence, while each of us embodying a physical humanoid form. And so it was decided that this third planet from the single sun in our solar system would be formed. It would be created with qualities and potential that would ultimately support souls wishing to incarnate into a biological form. This new planet is originally called Tara and would exist as a support for many physical forms that would all be water-based, with hydrogen and oxygen as the molecular base for life in this new world. The souls wishing to experience this integrated existence would choose an archetypal form that would literally be born onto Tara into a water-based body. The life force of life on this new planet would use the physiology of the carbon-based molecule to create itself. So from this place of creation and planning, with many beings from many worlds of light, all went according to the divine plan, with permission from Prime Creator, to move forward with preparing the medium for which physical life could exist. It was decided in creating the new world that the life force of liquid water would be brought to this planet. At that time, our planet was made up of the elements of minerals and earth. the life force of light was decrystallized into carbon and brought into the molecule of H2O, or water as you know it today. It was decided that all of the water would be delivered at one time. The water that was created for Earth would be sentient, conscious and alive. Our water would have memory capabilities, and the amount or measurement of water would never be destroyed, only recycled. Water was created to be the medium for life, to be seeded, and to evolve within. Water would also be the medium of storage and memory for the Akashic records of the planet. Every soul's journey would be recorded in the water molecules for posterity. The consciousness of water would always be available for all souls to access as they evolved and begin to seek information stored in the Akashic records. The history of all that has been, is now, or ever will be, is in the water. The history and knowledge is within the water in the oceans, and even within the water molecules in your own body. Remember, the exact amount of water that was delivered is the exact same amount that exists here today. Water is never destroyed. It is only recycled and changed. The water was given the capability of transforming itself into vapor, so that it could travel and cover the planet in clouds and descend to the earth through snow and rain. The water that was originally delivered as an ocean began to move freely upon the earth, and it created many rivers and lakes and streams. The water was given the capacity to freeze and to create ice. But most importantly, the water became the necessary component for physical life to be seeded, to be born into a water-based life. Water is sentient, it is alive. And when you tap into that, you can feel that in your own bodies. So as we remember our own creation and the history of our water, we ask now to tap into that Akashic record of the vibration of the water when it first arrived. The water was loved and held in the essence of our own source. The water was filled with light and color and song, holding the purest, most pristine designs of geometric forms. The water was pure potentiality for each of us. In many ways, water is simply crystallized light. When we think about healing all of the waters on our planet and restoring the original vibration, we must first think about healing ourselves, as we are the keepers of the water within our own bodies. The water in our bodies responds instantly to love and appreciation. If we can offer our own water perfect love and acceptance, forgiveness, and then gratitude, we can transform our own body into a vehicle that can carry more light. Within the vibration of the water in your body rises the crystalline structure of the water that is your own blood, and then it changes, and it vibrates in the frequency of healing and well-being. So by consciously blessing the water, we can make a big change in just a few moments. You have the power within you to change your water-based body into a light body. This information now comes directly from the consciousness of the whales as they guide us in this little vibrational upgrade. See yourself now merged with the great whale, gently choosing to change the molecular and atomic structure of your own body into that of pure crystalline rainbow form. As we float together, we experience an immense sense of gratitude for this experience as we remember our point of origin, coming back to that time when we were pure light. We see our divine life blueprint and the patterns of perfection within us. We see and experience the truth of our divine self and the origin of creation. As we experience the perfection and truth of who we are, we envision our body, and we see our heart and the blood that runs through our arteries and veins. This is the life force, and it is beautiful and red flowing within us. And now we acclimate more light, and we see our blood gently turning now into silver light. The transformation of the golden spiral sweeps over us and through us, and we are now using the power of intention to transform the actual blood into more light. We are now silver light. And continuing to raise our vibration, we begin to use the power of the golden spiral to transform our silver light into gold. The gold light sweeps through us and becomes one with us as every water molecule of your body transforms into waves of gold light. Now, this ripples into our organ systems, and they begin to glow with gold light. Now, our lymph and muscle tissues are glowing, and through the power of our intention and the divine light of Creator, our structural skeletal system have become one with the golden spiral of light as our very bones change. Together, we have transformed ourselves into a body of golden light. We are perfect and pristine, literal patterns of perfection, ascended and free. Embodying our ascended form of light, we are now expanded and conscious of our multidimensional self. Take a deep breath. Reconnecting now with the great well that you are merged with. Making conscious that you have brought in upgraded patterns of light and DNA into the water of your body, and you have transformed your genetic structure and your intelligence. You are honored for the purity of this vision, knowing that we have transformed the actual water into your body, which we can now transfer to assist others. Congratulations on this amazing vibrational upgrade. We now continue on our journey and connect directly to the energy of our sun, moving into a completely relaxed state where we are floating in bliss. Become aware of your relaxed breath. Feel your physical body in peace, moving into a deeper emotional balance, deeply connected to your heart space. Project your consciousness now from this place of vibrational upgrade directly into the solar body of the sun itself. You are now in union with the transforming energy of the sun. Connect now with your higher self and the divine light of Creator. As you do this, visualize yourself as a glowing, pulsating sphere of solar light. And now, radiating your divine solar light energy, ask for a deeper merger of the highest light. And now, bring your solar light body down through the portals to connect with you and the whale in your physical human form. Breathing deeply, allowing the sun's solar codes to penetrate your skin and your muscle tissues, and continue to upgrade your bloodstream. We return now to the energy of the emotional body, the feeling state, feeling white light penetrate our tissues. And now, bring your awareness to your crown chakra. Open it slowly with intention as the whale opens the blowhole to receive an infusion of divine solar light. Our mantra is, I am light. I am light. All of my cells are being bathed in warm solar light of the divine. The light from my crown chakra is now filling my entire head and illuminating my pineal gland. My third eye is expanding and further activating. The divine solar light is now flowing into my spine. This soothing divine white light flows down my entire spine and fills my perineum. I now experience a swirling pool of light at my base and root. I am light. Bursts of light are surging up my spinal column, saturating each chakra with vibrant, pulsating light. Charged and powerful, swirling light emanates from my heart now into my Merkaba field of counter-rotating fields. My energy and light are rippling out now through my intention into the waters of our amazing world, expanding and permeating every molecule of water as a collective of group love energy. My heart light continues to expand out into the world as I choose to emanate pure light and love. I breathe more solar light into my heart as this process continues to spark and ignite, asking to transform the waters of the world. I am light. Amplified light energy is now flowing through my entire system. I am in full body light activation. I am breathing divine solar white light into my entire body. Connecting with the Cetacean Nations, I am connecting my divine energy systems with intention now into the crystalline world light grid. I sense and feel the whales now as the navigators of the grid systems. I sense and see a continual infusion of solar divine light flowing through my crown chakra. My light flows into the earth herself and out into the waterways, into the oceans of earth. As I am being upgraded and infused with perfect, pure light, I share it with the waters of earth. I am being recalibrated with light. I sense and feel sacred geometric forms spinning all around me. I see and feel my body's light continue to expand as it upgrades to hold more light. I sense and feel the combined energy of everyone now, and we are sharing this energy with the rivers, the lakes, and the many streams flowing into the reservoirs. Our light is now affecting the drinking water. It is being purified, and the pipelines that carry the water to the homes and the people are vibrating with our great love. Even the water that is used to create the various drinks is being purified, and the water that goes into the many products that we purchase is being purified. Allow yourself to see the dish soaps, our shampoos, the many food products, the stores that's where the cans are stacked, all being purified. There is great potential in our power. We are moving as a unified force of light, purifying and changing every molecule of water back into light. On this most auspicious day, we as gathered as a force of conscious water-based beings. We have answered the call of our hearts to come together now in this water blessing. In combination now with the great cetaceans, we declare this a divine activity of light. And we acknowledge that we have accessed the stargate of light that is open for us with permission. This stargate portal is open throughout the multiverse. It has opened through this quadrant of our galaxy into our solar system and right here now onto Earth herself. This golden portal illuminates all life as we share the golden pearlescent light that is created through the threefold flame of divinity. Together, take a deep breath as we bless the waters of our planet. Raise our vibrations collectively, and now we initiate new forms of life and action upon planet Earth. We bless the waters of life. We bless ourselves as divine instruments working to serve the greater good for all of humanity, working as the cetaceans do from our human pod. We choose now to combine our sparks of light, uniting to create a vast, glowing radiance that will surround and permeate this planet. Let us take a breath again now and pause to offer our love and immense gratitude to the consciousness of the being we know as Mother Gaia. She has so kindly and graciously nourished us for the eons of time we have been here. Let us bring her our healing love and light into every corner of her beingness. We thank the elemental realms of earth and air, fire, and of course water. We know we could not be here without them, and we love them. So, beloved ones, it is time to return now to your physical self, thanking the great well that has assisted you on your star journey and that has assisted us as we have delved into the water of Earth. We know we have been successful in this blessing. So gently return now through the right eye of the well, coming back into your body, coming in through the crown chakra now, integrating this wonderful upgrade, this vibration. And as we return to consciousness now, we remember we are ground crew. We are here to do this work. This is very, very important. Let us close this healing now, blessing our beautiful earth and all the waters. And let us bless all beings in all places and at all times. Namaste to each of you. I am Lori Rion, and I am here with Master Cat Puda as Seth.
Wow, thank you, Lori. Yeah, that was, I think it's going to take a while for people to get back in their bodies, in their earth bodies. So everybody, wiggle your toes, move around, get back into your body before you try to do anything, because I know I'm still out there in the stars.
Floaty.
Yeah, a little floaty. Wow. That was fantastic to feel all of that light coming into the body and then seeing it go out to all the waters. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So anybody who can speak that would like to share something with Rayon? Star 6, and just tell us your name.
I think we lost
it. Mary, this is Elaine.
And hi,
this
Elaine.
Hi. This experience is just, I'm so thankful that I was able to be on today. Bob and I are going to be, talk about floating, we will be crossing the Atlantic Ocean in 2 weeks. And I just have been thinking about how close I'm going to feel to all the cetaceans in the Atlantic Ocean and being out between the galaxy and with the ocean underneath us, it's just going to be that much more special now. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, Lori. That was incredible.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
And wow, I can see you, Elaine, standing on the along the railing with your hands out and just sending all of that light into the ocean as you cross.
Absolutely, absolutely. Every day for 2 weeks, it will be just incredible.
Thank you.
Wow.
So grateful.
Tap into this wonderful collective energy that this group creates, because it's not just during the call, you know, it's there, it's out there. You know, we're all a part of it. And together, joined in love, we make a bigger difference, you know?
Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine.
Well, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like I have some really good tools to use as I go out over to St. Joseph's Bay every day, and I go to visit the dolphins and everything by where I live. All that imagery was just so good, and I really do feel like I was transformed to light. And I feel like it's going to help me, you know, communicate better with the dolphins when they come by. So Thank you so much. It was such a blessing.
You're so welcome. And remember that you're the blessing. You all carry this consciousness. So amazing.
Yes.
Hello, this is Ariamne. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Lori, I've in the past found your stuff to be too far out for me. I could follow it, but it was more than I wanted. But today I just resonated with it all. And it's my heart is just with it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, good. I know we spend a lot of time, you know, in what we say multidimensional realms and studying the star lineage, but it's my path, you know.
Yeah.
Me there.
Oh, I do know I'm multidimensional, just how you... How you went about it in the past was not something I was quite ready for.
Well, each journey leads home in its own way, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
But it always reminds us, you know, no one's from Earth. We're just camping.
Nice camping.
We should be good campers.
And happy campers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ground crew. You know, won't be that long. One day we'll be picked up and returned home, you know. So in the meantime, we do the best we can, right?
Yeah.
She says, I'm Cosmic Red Cross. Bringing the healing, you know, being available for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else have something you'd like to say?
Yes, this is Bonnie Blue, and I just wanted to say, Lori, hello, and it's just so wonderful to hear your voice and take this amazing
too,
journey
Bonnie.
With you. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, I remember you from the Situation Summit.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yes, just wonderful, and just right now I'm still up in the stars, and I'm still in this, my light body is just resonating so much I can barely contain this beautiful light that you've brought to me and all of us and Gaia and it's in the waters of our world and universe, and I thank you so much for that. But I just wanted to add, I believe there's no coincidences, and I know I mentioned Elaine is from Lake Worth. Well, a friend of mine from Lake Worth, Donna Lange, sailed around the world twice in a 28-foot sailboat by herself. And
oh, wow.
I would love to, and so I would so love to connect her with Donna Lange is her name. She's actually speaking at the Explorers Club this weekend, and you can check her out online and hopefully meet her when you get a chance. But the most beautiful thing is not only is there a connection there, but she saw a rainbow this morning. And so for me, that's Mother Gaia and the waters of Earth changing into the vapors and into light, into beautiful, colorful light. And so she gave us this beautiful rainbow this morning, which connects to this beautiful global water meditation today. And so I just wanted to say that was a gift from her to all of us. And Donna, when she was sailing, saw rainbows out there and saw the dolphins and the cetaceans and the whales. Mm. And the dolphins saved her and many, many times stayed with her during storms. So so I don't know where I'm going with this other than the fact that, you know, again, I'm still just resonating with all this beautiful light from Lori and your meditation, but I just have this sense that there was a real meaning behind that rainbow for us today, just thanking us.
Yeah.
Like she's thanking us, Gaia.
Wow,
so.
Thank her for us, would you?
You just did.
Thank
you
for sharing that.
Thank you, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. And Elaine, connect. Hopefully I'll connect with you at some point.
Yeah,
I have a wonderful trip across the Atlantic.
Thank you. I would love to be connected to you and to Donna. So
awesome. Okay. Well, I'm Bonnie Blue, Rhode Island, on Facebook, or
okay.
HealingDolphins.com. So we just connect that way.
All right, HealingDolphins.com. Okay.
Yes. May the dolphins and rainbows guide your way. Across the Atlantic.
Okay. All
thank
right.
you, Lori. Lots
you're
of love,
welcome.
Everyone. And I want to connect with you too, Lori, soon, because I want to. I'll talk to you after. I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Would love to do more with you. Love you all. Okay. I don't want to take up too much time. I know there's others who want to speak. Which I can do. So lots of love.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. Love you, Mary.
Anybody else have a comment or question or anything for Lori before we go?
Hello, this is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
I am so deeply grateful for all of you, and thank you, Lori, for leading such a beautiful meditation. Do you think it's possible that I'm being opened up for a lot of healing from this? Because I've become very emotional and just lots of crying relief.
Yeah. I think that we're, every single one of us are still, you know, as we desire, peeling back the layers to our own life body, to our own, you know, to remember our divine uniqueness and our history or the gifts we bring here. And, you know, connecting with water is, you know, it's everything. We're still in water-based bodies on a water planet, and I don't think that this work will ever, you know, not be important, you know, and it brings such great healing. So, and, you know, in my world, of course, the whales and dolphins are the greatest healers on the planet, so you've now accessed that energy, so stay connected to it.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Home and bring them in your meditations. You know, the whales say one thing over and over and over to me. Tell the people, ask for us, and you will receive.
Yeah.
We have to ask, though. You know, free will.
Yeah, I get that too, Lori.
Yeah.
They're always saying, we're here for you. You just need to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
wonderful.
Not invasive.
Thank you.
Boy, they'll overwhelm you with their great love and healing once you ask. So, I think it's appropriate to be emotional and let yourself really feel what's coming up, you know. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Thank you.
Great. Anybody else? Okay. Feels complete. Thank you, Lori Rayon. That was wonderful. So great to have you here again. And many blessings and good wishes for your course that's starting this weekend.
Thank you.
For anybody who wants info on that, LoriRayon.com. You can also find the link on our website. So I will be posting this by Monday and onto the website. So anytime you want to do it again, just feel free to go to the recordings page and you'll find tons of good info there. So I'm going to unmute everybody so we can have our chaotic goodbye, which is one of our favorite things to do here. So hold on. Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
Mary.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye. Keep sending the blessings.
Blessings.